How did you meet your girlfriend?
Through work.
What, through her work? What, you found out and said...
We worked at the same place.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. You're quite an enigma, aren't you? Could you give us more on that?
At work. You met her at work. What, she came in selling sandwiches? She was going through the bins outside. What do you mean you met her
at
work?
Why are you having an attack on me? You're the one who's sad and lonely.
No, he's done you again.
Yeah, but what I thought was interesting was I just scratched at him and he just went mental.
Yeah, no,
it's like a bear caught in a trap.
It's funny, isn't it? You'll never learn. I think
I've got SAD.
What's that mean?
That thing when it's
Sade.
You know, when it's dark outside and you feel depressed.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've got that.
But you're from Manchester, aren't you? Isn't it like pitch black there all the time? isn't it like, which country is it? Is it Iceland where it's like dark all year?
The land of the mole people. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I was telling Steve before. In fact, I'm not going to bore you with it. Go on. What were you saying about Wayne?
Well, you bored me with it earlier. Can't you bore him with it?
Yeah, it's only fair. What were you saying about what?
Wayne King.
Oh, Carl, play a record.
Oh, that's disgusting, Carl. You're a pervert.
Tickets for K-Fest.
Right, go on.
What's that?
It's like a rock thing that's going on tonight. Right. If you're, you know, if you're into that Welsh...
Right, well, name some of the bands. Name some of the bands.
Nile.
Go on.
Right.
That's one of the bigger ones. Mark Lanigan.
Who? Not Lanners. Is Lanners playing? He's not really.
Yeah.
Mark Lanigan really playing there?
I think so.
God, who's that?
What?
Who's that?
Who is Lanigan? Is he someone you went to school with? Who is Mark Lanigan? Who else is
there? Who is Mark Lanigan? Is he the promoter?
Is there a baguette-shaped gap left in their holdall?
Before, let's make some bread that you can fit down your trouser leg.
What? That's not true!
I read it in Euston train station. I was waiting to go back to Manchester.
Where did you read these?
Scrawled on the wall in Greenwich.
Yeah.
Do you know the
was it also meet me here for cock fun at 12 o'clock?
The Upper Cross Sandwich Shop, Euston Station. It's on the wall. Ages ago.
Yeah.
Only people with money had drinking or something.
That's not one of my film reviews. Years ago. Welcome to History Now. Now, ages ago, only people with money had drinking or something.
Keep going, Carl.
Keep going.
Like spirit and stuff. So, yeah. They'd, it's like businessmen.
It's easy for you to say. This is getting to be cruel, isn't it?
This is amazing.
Yeah, go on.
Why did you open your mouth, Carl? What were you hoping was the best that could happen?
Because you were trying to make me look stupid before with the planet, so I'm...
Where is you now? Yeah, go on, though. No, come on. Businessmen. No, businessmen with money. I've got to drink. I'm ching.
The pigs come, if you like.
Sorry?
What?
What did you say? What did you say?
When you do what, Carl?
What did you say? No, what did you say? Because I don't want to have to go to the radio authority again. What did you say then? Just remember.
We are going out live, Carl.
Yeah, remember Tom Binns, right? What did you say?
What I'm saying is, why were they shouting Vera? Because pigs don't come to the name, do they?
Hey?
I don't know the ins and outs of a pig, you know, of how to lure a pig into your trap.
Can I just tell you some very, very interesting things about pigs?
Please do.
Right. One, they have. Everyone knows they have a corkscrew-shaped penis, right?
Yeah, a corkscrew-shaped penis. Yeah. That's the tail, isn't it?
Two, they can't look up. They can't put their head back and look up, right? Three, they can have a 30-minute orgasm.
Yeah. Rick, is it only pigs that have got a corkscrew-shaped penis?
No, and landlords.
Okay.
Very handy. Right.
And it was a Christmas play, and I managed to get a part in it.
And, did you audition?
No. Got a part in it, and I should have been playing the drums to the one about Kings.
We Three Kings.
Yeah. I was meant to be doing that. But Little Donkey came on, and it was one of those...
What do you mean, came on?
That was like next up on you know the next song.
Right.
And it's one of them songs that you can't help sort of
tapping along to.
Yeah. Do you know like if I was to go
Yeah, you'd have to finish it with.
Yeah. Do you know that they actually send that into space?
Do they?
And
what, hoping the aliens will respond with that?
Yeah. They do that because apparently it is one of them things that you can't help.
What, even if you're an alien life form?
Yeah.
They know that, do they?
Yeah. But anyway...
What, could they watch Star Trek or something?
Hello. Knock, knock.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Who did you dream, like, if you say there? No, knock, knock into space, yeah, they have to say that.
Oggy, oggy, oggy!
Oh, that is, this, that is great.
Seriously.
Oh, hold on, was something out there? Was it a little green fellow? That is great.
Yeah, so anyway, that is Little Donkey is like one of them tunes that you can't, and I was there and I had the drumstick and I thought, oh God.
The drumstick!
I could feel myself. And anyway,
just wanted to do it, yeah.
I started going along and playing Little Donkey, which I wasn't meant to do, but it went down such a storm.
Okay.
The film review. Gladwater.
It's alright. Nothing great. It's like an old, sort of an old version of Rocky done in the olden days, really.
Right.
A bloke fighting other people.
Sure.
How sort of well known is the story? Do you reckon people know the basics?
Well, just very quickly, just do
right,
the plot.
Quickly. There's a guy called Max.
Maximus, yeah.
Yeah. This Caesar. And there's Caesar's kid, and Max goes to war, sort of wins it, comes back. Caesar says, you're good at what you do. I wish my son was as good as you. So I want you to be in charge when I die. His kid finds out, bit annoyed about it, kills his dad, because he doesn't want anyone to hear that he said that he wants him to be in charge.
Yeah.
So his kid gets in charge and thinks, I'll show you. You're not going to be a king. I am. You're going to be a slave or something. And then next thing you see is...
Can I just stop there? My only thought is the film's 3 hours long, so maybe we should go through the whole plot.
We've done the first 10 minutes, but yeah. Go on. So, yeah, he's a slave and then...
Yeah, but then, that was an interesting bit that I thought, right? I mean, I was watching this with a girlfriend. She was already annoyed because she wanted to watch Friends on E4.
Okay.
So,
it was a good episode as well this week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Don't tell her that.
Okay.
Right, so, so she was annoyed and she said, come on then, put it on. And I got it wrong straight away because it says on the back 149, so I thought that was an hour and 49 minutes. It turned out it was 149. No, I thought it was 1 hour 49.
Yeah.
But it was 149 minutes.
Sure.
So it overran anyway.
By 40 minutes.
Yeah. People got sick of him and they said, oh, we'll have to get rid of him. So they tried to, he loved cakes as well as women.
Okay.
So they said, let's poison a cake. And they poisoned a load of cakes.
Easier than poisoning a woman, wouldn't it?
And he ate these cakes and it just didn't kill him. And they were like, God, what's going on? And they kept giving him more and more cakes. And
he was suspicious.
And that didn't work. So the fella said, that's it, I'm going to shoot him. So. They were like, you know, I'd be there sort of playing, punching people in the arm.
That's a great game.
Oh, I love that, punch people in the arm.
Is that part of the Olympics,
though? I think it was exhibition this year.
Right.
But it's
going to be a pro next year.
It's going to be the Winter Olympics because you've got to do it in just a cap sleeve shirt in winter.
So you're also playing that?
But
she didn't appreciate that. She used to go, ow!
No, I always think whilst I was doing that, they were like the Charlie's Angels and they'd be sorting out a mission somewhere. Because they were really like, there was something about them that you thought, you know, yeah, they're special.
They were private detectives.
What if it worked for a man they never see?
I don't know if you saw it. What did you make of Posh Spice's Warts and All documentary?
Yeah, I saw a bit of it.
What did you make of it?
I mean, people are slagging them off, aren't they? Saying, you know, she's daft and that, but...
Definitely you.
She's. I think they're all right, honestly.
Yeah,
you know,
all right.
She's all right. I mean, I think David's really a decent bloke.
Sure.
Tell us the story.
What have you learned?
Do you want to ask some questions?
No, not really. Just sum it up in a minute.
Can't do it in a minute.
Well, can I ask some questions then? Where was he born?
Austria.
Tell us about his early life.
Right, he was a young lad.
Brilliant.
What in his early life?
Okay. Yeah.
What's her name? His mum was his dad's second cousin, which is a bit weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
They had 5 kids.
Steve's going, yeah, it's usually first cousin where I come from. Oh, that's unfair, isn't it?
Jeez.
There's no need for that.
No, what do you do in your leisure time?
I like, you know, going out for food and that.
Right. Foraging. What do you mean going out for food?
They
can have a little hole and go
hunting.
Yeah. This is Carl. He's hungry. But he knows he has to get to the greasy spoon by 11. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Many of Carl's close friends have never made it across this road.
There was a zebra crossing installed just for the safety of Carl. Beep, 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 beep. Can I have a bacon butty? And Carl is enjoying his... Wow. But he has to get back.
His girlfriend's asked for one as well. She's home with a PlayStation 2.
Wow.
We just had a call from someone saying his company would sponsor Carl, right, to be raised by all these balloons if he could have a walk-on part in the office. And we immediately went, oh, we're worried about that sort of thing. You can't really promise that artistic, you know. And I was worried about the legality of it as well. How can you promise someone that for personal gain that's a private and all that sort of stuff, right? And I went, oh, I don't know. And anyway, put the phone down to him and Carl went... I love the fact you're more effing worried about that than me being raised 30 feet in the effing air. You started getting scared, did you? Are you worried about it?
Well, you're quite excited about the idea of the challenge, aren't you?
I like the idea, but I want, like...
Why do you like the idea, Carl?
Oh, what if it went all wrong and we're there going, oh, the humanity of it.
I think we need
Carl
to get...
Carl is just... He's just...
I'd be around the rope, would pull out my trousers and...
Oh, no, it's definitely got to be Dr. Fox if that's going to happen.
Oh, God. Oh, we've got to do this.
We both think she's a fine presenter, and I think she'd do very well on it, and I think it's a good move as well.
Yeah, but can you just say it's not forever?
Isn't it? No, I think she'll become more popular than us.
And I think that'll be the end of us, to be honest.
Well, she can string a sentence together.
I think she'll get lots of PR and everything. And she goes out with Big Boy Slim.
Big Boy Slim.
Who's, you know...
A good DJ.
He's a good DJ. And, is her name Zoe Slim now?
Yeah.
All right. You know, there will be nothing. It's 3 months, isn't it? She's taken over for. Is she getting paid the same as us?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
I bet it's a hell of a lot more.
I'll go mental.
I bet it's good money. It's good money.
I'll go mental.
A kid used to take a horse into the house.
Sorry.
Whoa, Neddy. What do you mean a kid used to take a horse into the house? Where did he get a horse?
Must have nicked it from somewhere. Must have.
So you've seen a horse in it?
No.
What, is that from outside the saloon round the corner?
Yeah, was it just tied up with a bit of leather?
No.
Oh, that's great. Jake come looking for it?
I'd been out.
Sorry, let me get this. This was before the lynching stopped or after.
Where did he get a horse from? What do you mean he must have nicked it? His mum said, where'd you get that from? I bought it. All right then, but keep it out the kitchen.
I don't want you going Catelyn rustling.
Where did he get a horse from, Carl? And how long did he have it for? Was he leading it or riding it? Mum, open the door. I can't stop it.
Open the patio door as well.
Looks like we got us a runaway. What do you mean?
I've sort of...
Don't think you can ever be boring,
No, but what I've done, I've took like different ones. So I've took a good one that I think, yeah, that's a good quote. That was worth putting in a book. I've put one that isn't really a quote, so I don't understand it.
Oh,
one,
yeah.
One that isn't clever. and a funny one. So a bit of variation out of one book.
Oh, how long did this take you? What did you do? Did you sort of like sit...
About half an hour last night.
And did you sit sort of like quietly at a desk or something?
No, just in the lounge with the telly turned down.
Oh, right.
Just to give a bit of light to the room. Just had it on, but turned down.
Have you figured out lights yet?
So the first one, and it was like they stuck some bacon on his head. And
as ever, the vital piece of information, i.e. the reason, Carl seems to have forgotten.
Because the worm was in his body, and they said, everyone likes the smell of bacon.
Including worms. Even a Vietnamese lake worm. They
love bacon.
Remember last week when I said about the little fella with the bone with no brain and you were proved wrong?
No. Please. No. We were saying it wasn't a little fella. We were saying it was a stillborn child. It wasn't a little fella.
You're changing it now. You weren't having any of it last week.
Right, hang on a minute. I'm getting confused. There was a Vietnamese snake that went inside of a soldier.
A little like maggot or some sort that you have to get out of your body because it causes problems.
Yes, and so in order to get it out of the body, they strapped bacon to his head.
Yeah.
That is great. This doctor.
And did that work?
I think so. They had a picture of him smiling.
Oh, God, what, the worm or the bloke?
The bloke.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, I hope someone knows the story. And
right.
It was about 3 years ago, I reckon.
Okay.
And, yeah, it did work.
G.I. Bacon.
So this is why I
went. And so what, the worm burrowed out of his head to get the bacon?
Get to the bacon.
Right.
That's great.
When my dad was when he was a taxi driver.
Yeah.
You used to have to sort of do your bit for the local area.
Oh God.
By taking the forest gump people to Blackpool.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called now, the Forest Gump people? Is that what the organisations that support them are asked for them to be referred to?
A mini bus with life is a box of chocolates.com.
Forest Gump types.
So you work with these people?
The
people with learning difficulties.
And they used to get fined.
Coming home must have been a busman's holiday.
So he got five of them in the cab.
Yeah.
And he had to go to Blackpool. And four of them were really good, you know, behaving themselves, didn't mess about, weren't fighting and stuff. But there was one who was just causing loads of trouble and he couldn't control him.
God.
And what you've got to be able to do with people like that, you don't want them to get stressed out because it's not good for them. It stresses them out and you could end up with a bit...
Thanks, Dr. Carl.
You could end up with a bit of a riot on your hands. So he thought, I'll nip this one in the bud right now. And he pulled up just on the outskirts of Blackpool. And he took the one out that was causing problems and put it in a wheelie bin.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologise.
He did what?
Oh,
he did it for the good of the others. He put it in a wheelie bin. He was having a good time. He thought it was one of the rides.
Can you stop saying it?
He had another problem similar to it where he had a little minibus and it was his job to take a load of old women to the bingo hall and it was miles away. And he took them there. There was no problem. About 10 old women in a minibus.
One of them was causing trouble. So he pulled over.
No, right? So he took them there. Everything's fine. He dropped them off. They had a lovely night.
Yeah.
Right? They had a lovely night. Won a bit of cash. Coming back, it's a bit of a late night. And they all started moaning at him, going, I want to be dropped off here. Take me there. I want to be dropped off first. I've got to get up early. Blah, blah. You know, my husband's expecting me. I'm already late. Take me here first. Take me there. And he just pulled up. In the middle of nowhere to get out. And it made them get out and they all called for taxis. They charged that company who was meant to be taking them home in the minibus and he got the sack.
My mate, Anthony, his mum called up my mum and said, I've got to meet up with you. I've got to have a word with you. And she said, what about? She said, I don't want to talk about it over the phone. So she goes, oh, right. Well, yeah, come round tonight then. So anyway... My mum sees me, she doesn't want to be in an awkward position and like be a bit embarrassed and what have you. So she sees me and she goes, right, Anthony's mum's coming round. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
So I go, oh God. I said, I've been nicking stuff. So she goes, like what? So not big stuff. I've had a few calculators and Mars bars and stuff.
How many? I just work it out. Hold on. Works out at 7.2 per day.
So,
How many calculators do you need?
So it was when that phase.
You failed maths, didn't you?
Everyone wanted a calculator. It was like a trendy thing, wasn't it?
Right. Oh, yeah. In Manchester a couple of years ago, yeah.
So I told her all this and I confessed.
Computers will make it there, won't they?
She's magic in the back of battery. Go on.
Confess to Nick and all this stuff. She comes round. She only wanted to borrow some money.
Brilliant.
Said, oh, I don't like asking. I was a bit embarrassed to ask you over the phone, but can I borrow 20 quid?
Oh, that's fantastic.
And there's me.
That's great.
And it's some sort of thing to yours.
And did you? And he went, hold on, let's just work out the interest on that. I bank 10%. She'll owe you £4.40.
Oh, so your mum was a loan shark.
Yeah.
Did she mention
she went, I just,
stuff with that other? Because what I'm saying is, presumably you got your mate in trouble.
No.
Right, you didn't.
She went, no worries. I'll just go and get my purse. It's on the dressing table.
Exactly. Yeah.
Carl,
do you want a cigar? Well, quite. Yeah, but what is exciting surely is the razzmatazz and the brushing shoulders with the rich and famous.
Mm, I'm not into that.
You're not.
No.
I don't feel you're going to appreciate this like we thought
you would. It's weird because Suzanne said to me this morning, who would you like to meet there?
Yeah.
Is there anyone who like, you know, you can get close to and it's like, God, you know, I really admire your, you know, big fan of yours, whatever.
And it's me and Steve, so you're here now.
Well, you know.
I really admire your big fanny. I didn't.
What did you say?
What did you say?
You know, if you're a big fan of it.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And, sorry.
There isn't anyone, really. Do you know what I mean? I
like, isn't
there? You know, you two are all right.
Thanks.
Jonathan Ross, is he going?
He might do, I don't know.
But hang on a minute, I can't help but feel we could have exploited this more. We could have maybe run a competition to let someone win. You know, if you're not going to appreciate it, can't.
Yeah. Are you going to get a trouser suit? Are you going to get a lady's trouser suit? I just think then, if you go sort of like looking macho and walking down with him, you know, they know that you're not really partners. And I just think it's a slap in the face for BAFTA.
That's true enough.
No, it doesn't matter what you wear, though. Look at Elton John's.
Can't you mince a little bit? Can't you at least sort of walk a little bit mincy? Because you've got such a macho sort of mank walk.
Elton John's fella doesn't look gay and the stuff he wears and that, does he? Do you know what I mean? It means nothing.
No, but that's because Elton's doing the work for him.
No, but...
by dressing as like some kind of restoration dame.
Yeah. Right. Go on then, Carl.
Second one, then. This is a bit easier, but I still think it's a good one.
So this is, we should explain what this is if you just tuned in.
It's one of those stupid lateral thinking problems.
That Carl himself has created.
Yeah, that was his homework.
Right, this one. It's a fella. He has a normal day doing stuff. Nothing wrong with him. Right? And
it's the twist in the tower. It's just like Towers the Unexpected. Yeah. Just a normal day, nothing wrong with him. Hold on, though, he's got the legs of a fish. Go on. So, that's why he's been hiding his legs.
So
go on.
He does his
the
normal...
legs of a fish.
So he can't carry on.
He has his working day and that, yeah. And then he gets a bit tired. Oh. Mm. Goes to bed. He puts the light on, leaves it on, goes to bed.
Oh. That's crazy. That's mental. I can't think what's happened. Anyway, here's Radiohead. right, okay. What the question is, why does he put the light on when
he's had a normal day, he's come home from work. Is that right? He's come home from work or he's not been working?
Yeah, he's been working and stuff, I think.
You think? You've made it up, Carl, you can decide.
The question is, why has he put the light on when he's asleep? There's a reason that he's put the light on when he's asleep.
Has he gone to sleep?
No, Carl, don't shrug. You're meant to answer these questions.
He put the light on before he went to bed.
Yeah, and the question you're asking me is why? What's the scenario?
And the light's on and that, but he's gone to sleep.
Yeah.
He started reading and then he fell asleep.
No.
Did he intentionally, for some reason, put the light on?
Every night. It's mad. Sounds mad.
That's Carl, doesn't it?
Every night he does it.
Yeah.
He puts the light on.
Carl, is the point of this, he puts the light on for a very good reason.
Not for us, but for some people.
He's blind and it's always been on and he thinks he's turning it off, but it was on in the day and he thinks he's turning it off, but he's turning it on because he's blind.
No, that'd be stupid.
That works.
No, that works great, Rick.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl. So you've got to come up with...
Hang on. If you're blind, why would you put a light on?
No, he thinks he's off. Yeah.
But why would he turn it on anyway?
Just think so he doesn't get burgled, so people know he's in because he can't see him. So he just like, he puts the light on when he's there, then he turns the light off when he goes to bed. So people think it's fine. But he's got it out of kilter, and actually he's walking around in the dark all day.
I don't believe that if you're blind, you turn your light on.
I don't think you'd be living on your own, would you?
I'm not having that for a second.
Do blind people live on their own?
I'm not having that for a second. Well, some people do. Lonely blind people live on their own.
No, if you've got bad eyes. What,
and even women? Are there any blind women who are living on their own?
Well, never mind your concern for the partially sighted or sight impaired people coming to London. Get on with this.
Yeah. So there he is.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, a bit tired.
Yeah.
Just put the light on and get to bed.
Yeah. So he turns the light on and he goes to bed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Should we play a track?
He's not sleeping on the job. He's a lighthouse keeper.
Well done.
Is he a lighthouse
keeper? That's not it, Carl.
He's a lighthouse keeper.
Right, why wasn't the light on all the time?
Because it's light in the day.
You idiot. Play a record.
What?
Play a record. You're a buffoon.
No, actually, the light isn't on in the day, is it?
No, it's not.
I think you're the buffoon.
Yeah.
Carl has won!
So this week, Sam, and don't say it if you know it, because the idea is that people can...
All right. Right?
Is this bloke... And he buys a new house, right? Mm-hmm. And he's well happy with it. His girlfriend moves in with him and stuff. And she says, right, let's clean it up a bit.
Yeah.
And, straight away it'll be worth more money.
Uh-huh, good idea.
So he says, right, you do the kitchen and I'll do upstairs and that. She's stripping the kitchen down and he goes upstairs. And he's in the bedroom and notices little hole to the attic.
Oh, right, brilliant.
Right.
So he goes, oh, I wonder how much room's up there. You know, I've never weighed it up. So he goes up there, and it's all, like, dusty and a mess. And he goes, this could make a good bedroom, this. Yeah, yeah. So he starts cleaning it all out, puts all the rubbish, like, bins the rubbish straight away, and there's little boxes with bits in that don't belong to him. I wonder what's in here, right? So he opens one of the boxes. It's like a little lamp.
Oh, right.
He goes, this might be worth a few quid, right? And he rubs it.
Magic lamp.
And all, like, all the room goes all sparkly and stuff. And he goes, oh, what's going on? And then this fella appears, right, in a nice sort of, in a nice sort of pair of 501s.
Right.
And he says, what do you want?
I know already. So all the first bit is irrelevant.
Yeah, but it's about building the story, isn't it? So don't say anything. If you think you know it, Steve, do you know it?
I don't. So I just quickly recap the end there. I almost missed the end.
Oh, so there you go. He's in the attic, right? Yeah. His missus is still downstairs. She's not up there.
Okay.
Right? He's on his own. And he cleans this lamp, right? Yeah. And this fella appears out of all this smoke. And he's wearing a nice pair of 501s. And he's wearing a shirt. And there you go. What's the song?
What song are you thinking of?
The lines are going mental.
Because it's so easy.
Let's play a record, Carl. We'll come back and we'll find out if anyone's got that right. That's a great one, Carl, really.
Right.
Did you just come up with that, literally, in the last 10 minutes? Genius. This is genius, definitely. I mean, if those calls aren't from major TV companies, I don't know. I mean, dynamite stuff.
A lot of them are, what's his name's lawyer? Simon Mayer.
Simon Mayer. Oh, this is
good, my little. That's my favourite thing I've done for years.
Yeah, not bad.
That's great, back to form there. So, yeah, okay, line. The lines are going mental just because it's easy. Go on then.
So
first one to get it.
Well, it's not that though, Rick. I mean, Carl has just decided to revise the actual rules of the competition.
Yeah.
So that, we've decided, is very easy. So that's now a qualifier.
And so then they have to answer one live.
Exactly, so whoever gets that one right can play for
a quick
big money.
One as well, because some people will lose the will to live.
Yeah.
Just cut to the chase. And because they've got a qualify now, we're throwing an Office DVD that aren't ready
yet. That, won't
you? Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That increases value by 42 pence. Right, go on.
We'll just go live, yeah? Hello, XFM.
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Listen,
a very, very quick recap, Carl, if you will, please, for the people listening.
Very quick.
Right.
A man ends up in a loft.
Man's, after moving into this house and he's in the loft. And he's tidying up. His missus is downstairs doing the kitchen because that needed doing. He's up there. He's cleaning up, emptying the boxes. He finds a little, like, a little...
He rubs a lamp. A fella comes out wearing 501s. What's the song?
What's the song, mate?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm sitting in this bar, right? I'm not ringing up relating to anything that's going on right now. I'm after one of these armbands to go and meet Bowie on Monday. Can you help me out?
What? Piss off. You can't say that to our public.
Yes, I can. What I can't bear is people begging, Rick, on the radio. You know, I can't bear it.
Is that the Australian
people
bloke?
He's
got the Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Hello, XFM.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you phoning up for an armband?
No.
Gene Genie. Okay, great.
Gene Genie, of course it is.
Well done.
Right, what's your name?
So everyone else can ring off now because this...
Well, she might not take the challenge. What's your name?
I'm sure she will.
Hello?
What's your name?
Christina.
Right, do you want to take on the challenge?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, right, well. So this is for... Yeah. She's already won a couple of CDs. This is for the Office DVD.
Right. Okay. Signed by Ricky Gervais. Did you witness a murder while you were doing this?
Yeah.
It was like that sort of Sliver film where that bloke had loads of tellies watching.
Yeah, sure. Lives.
So that was going on in my mind. And then I was washing up and I picked up the plate and I thought, oh, it's amazing, isn't it? The human body. The way you can just sort of, you know, I want to pick that up, and you do.
Yes.
And the way your hands work, right? Yeah. You've got five little digits, but it's just the right amount to do what you've got to do, right? So I'm cleaning the plate.
Sorry, Carl. Stop. It's just the right amount. Might be one of the most genius things I've ever heard said. I would love David Attenborough to phone you up and say, Carl, how do I word this about the evolution of the mammalian front limb? Just go, we'll just say it's the right amount.
But it is.
It is.
One
of course
extra
it is.
Would get in the way.
Yeah.
And one less would just make it that little bit more tricky when picking up a bit of a slippery dish.
Sure, or buying gloves.
Yeah. A slippery dish.
So then I was thinking, imagine like going to the doctors and they're saying, yeah, everything's all right, your art's good and everything, but...
Your art's good? What, your Larry's or...?
Yeah,
Your heart. You're in good form and what have you. It's good news. You know, I had Gianno in earlier. He's not looking good.
Yeah. Fastballer.
But you're all right. But your hands need to come off.
Right. Blimey. But, that's bad. Like, I'd get a second opinion initially.
But a bit of good news, I've got a nice pair of feet I can sort you out with.
Yeah.
And he puts them on, and then I was thinking, right, first of all, washing up, what would that be like?
But, Steve!
That'd be tricky. Right. Yeah. And then the second thing was, it'd probably ruin the sort of the shape of your jumper.
Because you have to keep putting the feet through there. Yeah.
And then I thought, but I could still cycle in.
Okay.
To work.
You could run in.
Well, that's the thing.
You'd be really fast.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I thought I could still cycle because I could balance. And then I thought, but the only thing is I probably couldn't pull the brakes. Because of the little short things.
Yeah.
And then, like you, I thought, but then again, you'd run in half the time. So that's what was going on in last night.
So she said, yeah, it's a nudist speech. So I said, well, why? What? I said, we're all mixed. It's all mixed up. Normally on a nudist beach, it's a nudist beach and you don't go wandering on there when you get your clothes on and that.
Ooh.
So it annoyed me a bit because there wasn't any signs. So this fella's getting closer.
Well, the knob out was a sign.
Yeah. Right, so he's getting closer and he walked past me. It was an old fella. And he walked past and he had a hat on and a little pipe and a big rucksack on his back. Right, so he got me thinking.
Not strictly naked.
I'm walking along and I'm thinking, right, why do people want to do this? So straight away, I wasn't on holiday anymore, because most of the time when I'm on holiday, I don't think about anything. Right?
Your mind's a blank.
I just switch off. Right? But all of a sudden, this has got in my head now, and I turn around to look at him. And
check out his eyes.
And the bag, and this bag, right, I swear, it was massive, right?
What?
You had a massive bag?
The bag.
His rucksack?
His rucksack.
Oh, right, okay. When I said, he said there was an old couple coming towards me, and I said, what was lower, the bloke's bollocks or the woman's tits? And he said, well, that was another point, she might as well have worn knickers. That's what he said to me.
So you saw the bag?
So it annoyed me, yeah, because the whole idea in it, this is what I think, I mean, I might be wrong, right? Might be wrong.
Chances are you never have been before.
Being nudist, right? What's it all about?
So I'll tell you, on that point, Carl, let's play a tune, let's come back and we'll discuss.
What are we going to play?
We'll discuss that very issue. We've got some ideas, we did chat about this last week, Carl, in your absence.
Alright. Well, we'll play the choral.
Okay.
It's a good one, this.
Yeah.
I'm sure if there's a doctor listening or a nurse, they will clarify
right.
That if they pump you with all sorts of stuff, it wants to come out.
Right.
So you're sat there having a serious chat. It's a quiet hospital. Yeah. The woman next door with the blue hands suddenly starts seeping gas, right? Well, I start laughing. Because if there's one thing that makes you laugh, it's that, isn't it?
Is a 98-year-old woman with blue hands fine?
So you try to hold it in because it's a really quiet hospital and it'd be obvious that that I was laughing at her and I didn't want to be mean, but it was funny. And then it got me talking about my auntie, because my auntie Nora, she same thing, pumped her with loads of drugs. She used to have a cabinet next to the bed is like boots. She's got loads of stuff, right, for all sorts of stuff. And, I mean, she's not that old, but she's on loads of stuff, right?
She's a bit coked up, as she smoked.
She called up my mum once, and
yeah, you told us this. Go on, tell it again.
And she said, "Oh, how are you doing?" And that, she's all right. Bit worried though. My mum said, "Why? What's up?" She said, "I've been breaking wind." So she goes, "Well, you know." She says, "No, but this one is going on and on and on." And she was like, "She was like, what do you say? What's like passing wind, farting for 5 minutes? One." Thing, not like, you know, trumping and then nothing.
Yeah.
Continuous
drone of a fart.
I'm eating.
Hey?
I'm eating.
So am I. Carl, you have to carry on.
Right, yeah.
We're all eating.
Oh, crisps, food crisps.
Mm. So last week, yeah, you were playing your feature, that song, I Shouldn't Switch Off, because I'm enjoying the story.
Yeah.
And we played Living for the City, only you played the single mix, which doesn't have the entire second act, if you will.
Yeah.
So, Carl, you've not heard it before. You're excited to hear the second act, because as far as you're aware, there was a young guy, he's living with his family, they're fairly impoverished in Mississippi, but, you know, they're happy, they're getting on all right.
Mm.
But you're not even aware that he's moving to the big city.
no, it just fades out.
Well, that's the city in question.
I mean, I've liked this song for, must be, you know, 3 or 4 years, and I've always listened to the single version. I had no idea that I didn't know the full story. So,
yeah. It's not, I mean, and I know your attention to detail, you like to know the full story, like, where everything
well,
was.
Well, the whole idea of the feature is to say, you know, you've got to listen
to
the song.
Where was the lead plate thing? Where was the lead plate thing? Where was the lead plate thing?
That was, like, a few years back.
Where was it?
In Britain and Scotland.
Yeah.
It was a problem all over the world. They had to deal with it.
You're making it up now.
Is it something you saw in Lord of the Rings?
Right. So anyway.
So the Lion and the Witch, Go on.
Go on.
So far then, what did we learn in this story from
Stevie? We learned so far from Stevie that there's a young lad, he's got a family, he's fairly happy, except they're very poor and they struggle to get by, but they're happy and they're doing it. Anyway, he's moving to the big city. Carl, this is the bit you didn't realise. Just play the track.
Okay, here we go. So this is halfway through.
Through the tune now. This is right. You've not heard this before, have you?
That's okay.
Sorry, we accidentally played an episode of Kojak by mistake. We were going to play a song.
Carl, what did you make of that then?
Yeah, what's happening there then?
Eh? He was living with his family. He was fairly impoverished.
He was on the bus.
Right, so
what's your take on it, Carl?
After hearing that, what I've worked out by it, the first part that we heard last week, everything's all right, but it's not that great living in Mississippi, right? So he goes, oh, I'm going to go to New York. There's plenty of work there.
Yeah.
They'll sort of accept me as, you know, and everything. So he goes there. And the weird thing is, he's hardly, like, been in New York for a second. He gets on a bus. All of a sudden, some cop is arresting him. He's like, what's going on? And then he's got 10 years. I mean, didn't... Well, you can't hear, because the levels are quite bad. I mean, I work with sound. I can't really hear what's going on.
You're criticising Stevie Wonder,
I'm sort of guessing that he didn't pay his bus fare or something. And
10 years.
He got 10 years for that.
I really don't know what was going on. And the last one.
Got that one. That's terrible.
Okay, quickly.
Oh God.
And the last one is that bloke who does.
Come on!
He's making me laugh.
Come on, Carl. Be professional.
Right, the last one. Right. I can't do it, it's making me laugh.
Oh, come on, I'll come and read them then.
No, hang on, come on, Carl. Right, here we go.
They don't do this on Blockbusters on TV, do they?
No, come on.
That bloke who does sport on telly, he's got a little kid, right? Initials DC.
What? Right? Is that the clue? I'm completely confused by that. Is that the clue?
Yeah, that bloke who does sport on telly, he's got a little kid. Initials DC.
Okay, is that a band?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Is it a band or an artist?
So just quickly recap.
Come on, Carl. Quick recap.
The first one is B. I don't think them birds should be around in this area. Right? That's B. Right? Second one, he doesn't like women, yet he's got a few kids. It's a bit weird. That's PD. And the final one, that bloke who does sport on the telly, he's got a little kid. Right? DC.
All right, and it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you want to enter for Hellraiser.
Oh, I'll tell you what, continue to do a little theme here of like some old stuff people haven't heard of. If you're under 30, you've probably never heard of this band. It's also a new thing I want to introduce. It's Show Up Camfield. Camfield talks the talk, he doesn't walk the walk, he doesn't play some rock classics on his show because he's scared. I'm going to play the tracks that Camfield's too scared to play. This is Kansas and Carry On Your Wayward Son, all right? Kansas. Carry on, your wayward son.
No, like, again, I spoke to you in the week, and I had much better things, like when I tell you about Brian Blessed climbing Everest, and for some reason it made him, played havoc with his belly, and he followed through and he had to clean up.
Shat himself.
Yeah, using ice and snow.
Why are you telling me that Brian Blessed, in what way is telling me that Brian Blessed shit himself once in any way educational?
Because I was saying how he was climbing Everest, right?
Right.
I'll give it to him, he's an actor and that, but he gave that a go.
Yeah.
Right, he played,
What's the point of that, you'd say, wouldn't you?
You'd say, God, he's good.
So he's all right. Me doing a boxing match, there's no reason is rubbish, but him climbing Everest and shitting himself.
Yeah, he did that.
It's commendable.
Right, and he's only going to, like, go and do it again. He's going to climb it again.
Yeah, but he might not shit himself this time.
Yeah, what's the point in going? Nothing's changed up there.
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
should be.
Well, it has. They've probably cleared it out by now.
Right, but, it's sleep on it.
I can't even bother just telling you this one, because...
Come on! Just honest, do it, do it now!
Steve, how are we doing?
Look, no, never mind that. Look, just tell me what that means. Oh, he's a nuisance. Oh, this is so annoying, Carl. I'm going to go mental.
Right,
talk.
Right, listen, I'm just putting this in here, right? Right, nuisance. He's a bit of a nuisance.
Yeah.
Apparently, the old fella who used to hang people...
1700s?
Yeah. He used to be able to tell somebody's weight just by looking at them. Right? That's a bit of a bonus fact.
We'll be the judge of that.
The thing that I wanted to tell you is, money for old rope, do you know what I'm saying? I can't even be bothered.
Yes, you're going to tell me now. Come on, Carl. Right, I mean it.
Basically, money for old rope came from the... right.
What was all that about? You can tell someone's weight. What was that
bonus
for?
Fact.
And blind blessed shitting himself. What are you... What? Look, Dave! No, tell me that now. You nearly made me swear then. Just, I'm getting really annoyed. I'm getting really annoyed now. Tell me this back, Carl, or I'm going to go mental.
Come on, Carl. Time's running out.
More than people years ago... When people used to be hung, right?
Right.
If you didn't like the person who's been hung, you'd go, God, I really don't like him. And so you never forget the time.
Because even if they're being hung, we take that as rape.
Yeah. So they never forget afterwards to get the hangman to get the rope and to cut it up into little pieces, and he'd sell them. He'd sell the little pieces of rope to people.
And see, Carl, that's the most interesting thing, if it's true, that you've come up with.
Right. Okay. And so what's they sell the rope.
They sell the rope, and it's money for old rope.
Money for old rope.
Meaning, like, you know, God, it's easy to make money. That all they have to do is cut it up and sell it.
I'm cynical.
So you were telling a story. So anyway, so you get the newspaper, right? And she stick it in front of my eyes, and
what does that say? Go on.
So she.
You inherited a lot from your mum, didn't you?
So she'd cut me fringe, right?
Yeah.
But then she'd go, oh, it's not straight. It's not very good. So she'd go again, and she'd keep going. And the problem
is that why you're bald now?
I was going to say, you have got hair, but she has to get it right. Yeah. It takes her to the back of your neck to get it even.
Yeah. She sort of removed the newspaper, and she was like, oh, God. And I said, what? She goes, oh, I'm sorry. And like...
What? Did this happen every Sunday?
No. Can I ask you, Carl, when she was cutting your hair in this picture, do you think she was maybe sidetracked by an interesting article in the paper and really wasn't paying attention to what she was doing?
Or did her favourite hymn come on?
Yeah, indeed.
And she's
or Compo was rolling down the hill.
In a bath.
So I ended up with, like, you know, a fringe sort of on the back of my head because she just kept going further and further. Right, there's a little midget. Right, there's a circus.
I'm loving it already.
Circus going on somewhere. I think it was in America. Yeah. And,
is that present day or old times?
I'm talking, like, in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Right? Little midget, circus, really packed out show, people are loving it.
Steve, you're asked the same question I did, I know.
So there's little midget jumping up and down on a trampoline.
That's not a circus,
right? Take good money to see it.
So, everyone's clapping, and he's getting carried away.
Because he can't believe they're loving it. I didn't know they'd like a little person on a trampoline, but they love me.
But you know what it's like when if there's a crowd of people sort of encouraging you to sort of go higher and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he knew it was getting out of hand. But he was jumping and he was coming down, they're all going, hiya, and he's going really high in the air, right? So he's doing this, crowd are clapping. There's a hippo, right, just sat next to the trampoline getting ready to come on and do his act.
Oh, right, I thought he was in the audience.
So
he's a ventriloquist.
What do you mean he's sitting by the trampoline waiting to do his act?
Because
why is he sitting in the dressing room and they go, 5 minutes, Mr. Mus, 5 minutes, Mr. Mus.
So anyway, right, so the hippo's there.
He's getting annoyed, is he? Because the midget's eating
into
his
time. This is really annoying. They're going to be, no.
So
he's thinking, he's already done the trampoline, my pogo stick act is never going to work.
Yeah, go on. So there's a hippo waiting. It's a great story, and I just know he embellishes it or it gets slightly wrong. Go on.
So
there's a midget jumping up and down. The hippo's getting annoyed.
The crowd are going mad. The midget's loving it. Can't believe his luck. Although you think, he probably knows he's dicing with danger.
Yeah. So, next thing you know, they're all saying hiya. He gives it one big, like, heavy sort of landing on the trampoline. goes really high, but goes off at a funny angle.
Oh.
Hypotenuse.
Okay.
Yeah. And sort of flies up.
Hypotenuse! Hypotenuse!
Sure. Flies off at a funny angle.
Ooh, dear.
Hippo's there, swallows him whole. Crowd are clapping, thinking that's why the hippo was waiting there.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
Right, that's Aqualung. Good time's gonna come, innit? Right, Carl, come on in, educating Ricky. So, don't let the cat out of the bag, that's where that comes from. Mm. Comes from a crafty butcher. Right, go on in.
So the next little headline is, Wash Up With You.
Wash Up With You, go on.
You wanna know about that?
Yes.
It's a survey that they did. Survey that they did this week.
They?
Yeah, some university did some survey.
Brilliant.
Did a world test on washing up.
Yeah.
And each country were given 140 pots to clean. Brits were the quickest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turkey were the slowest at washing up.
The Turks.
It's not because the little fellas that work in the kitchens with no, is it?
They can't reach.
Spain. Spain were the cleanest, and the Germans were pretty good as well, so.
I don't know where to start with this. Honestly, Steve, I don't know where to start with that. Look at his face.
It was really light, right? We've had the parrot, right? These are things that I found. Found the parrot, right? I've told you about the dog in the car wash.
Right, you didn't tell me about that. You said there's a car wash for a dog. That's all you told me.
Yeah,
but the parrot, you said there's a parrot. What? It's a problem at funerals. Yeah. That's nothing. That's nothing. It's nothing. Do you understand?
And
they used to eat cats.
What else have we got?
Travis on XFM 104.9 on Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. We're doing Educating Ricky. Right, final one. Come on, Carl.
Right, what was it? It was, why don't they just get a diary or some paper or something to write on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause
snappy.
I couldn't think of a heading for it. It's basically,
go on.
People who have tattoos have never understood it, right? That they have something put on their arm.
Right, sorry. Have we started the educate? Is this part of it? Are you educating me? This is something that that will be useful in my life that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Go on then.
No, it's just that they've got a machine out, right, that does tattoos.
Tattoos.
You come up with a design you want, and you sort of, this machine scans it, and you put your arm in this thing, and you press print or whatever, and then it does the tattoo on your hand. Or on your
what,
arm.
Like loads of little needles that follow a pattern?
Yeah,
computer,
basically,
is it?
Yeah.
Is it a real tattoo? It's a proper tattoo?
It's a proper
tattoo.
One. The fella said...
Well, as long as it goes out, it pierces the skin with a
I just wondered if it's one of those kind of, you know, those kind of...
No, it must be lots of little needles or a moving needle that can go along.
Sorry, but how is this cleaned, like, in between each person?
Don't know, probably. I don't know.
Well, no, as long as it's only that... If it's one needle, it's just the head, isn't it? If it's one needle that moves, does it like a... Like loads of little.
What are we gaining from a machine doing it?
Just because you know they're not going to sort of mess it up.
But hold on, how do you keep your arm still? Because your skin moves like it's a machine.
It's sort of strapped to your arm.
Right,
and the fella said that the tricky thing was in all this, it was the fact that, you know, nobody would let him test it out on anyone else, so he had to do it himself.
But did it work? Because the thing is with a tattoo artist, they can see when your skin's moved and they can see what they've done and they keep wiping it and looking, whereas a machine's just got to trust itself. Yeah. So I think one needle could go wrong. If it was a lot of needles, that it just came down, like, you know, 1,000 needles that was an imprint.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm asking someone who hasn't delved any further than there's a machine that can give you a tattoo. That's all you've got at the moment, isn't it?
Well, I'm... yeah, basically.
That's all you've got?
I mean, that's what I've got, because I'm not a fan of tattoos. I don't...
But where did you read this again?
This was...
Internet?
This was on the internet, yeah, it was, yeah.
okay.
And I just don't understand why people do it. That's what got me attention. Because me...
Sorry, what have I learned from this?
That if you wanted to get one... You know, you can get one done by a machine now. Well, you'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
What?
Well, you'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
You'd think it beat...
No, you'd think it'd be...
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be Bughead, wouldn't you?
Bughead.
Bughead.
Okay. This can't be... If this is anything with a bug living without a head, I'm not interested. Because we've done it. All you've done is
well,
fun.
Let's just do what a cat tells.
So it is that. Well, do that one first.
Which one are we doing?
No, do the bughead one.
Right, well, the bughead...
the fughead one. Well, we've talked a lot about animals and that, haven't we, without heads?
No, surprisingly, we have. I think a disproportionate amount on it.
If you're a new listener, this is the first time you've listened, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, we've done all that. We've covered worms, the way if you cut their head off, it grows back if you don't cut too high above its neck. We've covered...
the chicken.
The fella who blinked.
Yep. I can't go into it again.
Right?
Let's not go into it again.
We've had the chicken with no head that lived for 8 months.
Yeah. And we've had cockroaches
living for a week without an egg.
Right, okay.
Well, it's a bit more on the cockroach front, really.
Right.
They've found, right, that if you get a cockroach and you cut its head off, and then you find a cockroach that's still got its head, but it hasn't got any legs.
Right.
Right, it's not over for both of them, right? Because what you can do, you get the one that's got the legs,
right,
with no head, sort of running around. Get the one with the head, sit it on top of it.
Right.
Get a little tube.
Okay.
So that the fluids.
So is this auntie's go out of the room?
Let it finish.
Is this like Blue Peter?
Let it finish.
You can get this for Christmas.
Right. You get a little tube. You sit that on top, so the bodily fluids are still running between the two.
Right.
The head of the one on the top will control the feet of the one on the bottom.
Okay.
What about that?
Good. And will it continue to live?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't know that for sure, do you?
That was just a question that really wasn't expected.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Good, yeah, it's great. Yeah, just a primitive nervous system that can, yeah. Yeah.
Did you expect us to be more impressed and excited by that? Well, did you fall off your chair when you read that? Snowbird from Mark Ike's are part of his covers album.
He's so happy that the XMM listeners understand his stupid clues, and he knows it annoys me.
We'll be
giving out the answers just quickly, just in case someone sort of missed one of them. I'll just quickly do them, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
First one, there's a load
of
letters.
Sure show.
There's a load of letters there asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Ask your mum if you should.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
And a couple of people were arguing in the supermarket.
It was Christmas,
and
that's why.
Counter, and that's B.
Okay, we'll give those answers out shortly.
Yeah. Right, here's the last clues of the year. You had, there's a load of letters there asking for advice. Put them on Claire's desk.
Go on, no idea.
That was for foreigner. For Rainer.
I don't know what you mean.
Claire Rainer, she took advice, she gave people advice, so that's a foreigner.
That is shit.
Right.
I'm sorry, that might be Christmas, that is absolute garbage.
A lot of people got the right answer.
I know, well, that annoys me even more.
Number two. The second one, ask your mum.
Foreigner.
Yeah.
Foreigner.
Second one, ask your mum if you should. That was S, that was Shalimar.
Shalimar.
Shalimar. Right?
No, bizarrely, what was the clue there?
Ask your mum if you should.
Now, we got a lot of people saying Smashing Pumpkins as the answer to that. But I don't know who's saying that today, mum. Smashing Pumpkins. Merry Christmas, mum. Smashing
Thanks
Pumpkins.
Thanks very much. Nice bollocks. Oh, that's great. That's great. Right. Smashing Pumpkins.
Wow, here's a bit of a turn up for the books. Carl Pilkington on the line.
Right.
Yeah, where you been?
I'm off here, aren't I?
Right. Okay, what's the matter with you?
Just, a bit bunged up and that, and got the shakes, got that sort of, that shaky thing to get.
Yeah, that's because you didn't eat last time when Suzanne was at work.
Yeah, well, I think that's what brought it on, plus she was away in the week and I put some wet jeans on. And that's, I think that's what's caused the problems.
Well, when did you put them on your head?
No, they were just on the maiden, and the legs felt dry, but they
just
were...
Just on the what? On the what? Have you got the maiden? What was she doing there? What do you mean?
On the maiden that you put clothes on.
What?
Your clothes horse?
Your clothes horse.
Well, yeah.
Right, okay, so you put wet jeans on, yeah?
So that's why I'm ill on that. I'm not having a good time, I've been watching the football.
So you're just sitting at home watching telly, where you could have been sitting here?
Well, I would have been better off there, because I've got a chair there. I've got no chair at home at the moment, because I sold it last week.
Why did you sell a chair?
What, you only had one chair?
What?
Look, can't we just, I just was calling up to let you know I was alright and that.
We're not interested in that, we want to know about the chair.
I sold it, I had a little two-seater, and I sold it because I'm getting a new one, but I've got to wait another month.
So you've got to sit on the floor for a month?
So you sold a chair before you had another one?
Well, she might not have wanted to buy it in a month or something. So I got rid of it whilst I could. She was all right, bloody. We'll talk about that next week.
Are you going to be in next week?
I look forward to that, then. That's a dynamite piece of radio to tune in for. The day Carl sold a chair.
Brilliant.
All right. So you all right, then? It's going all right?
But why did you take this long to call? We asked you to call since the very beginning. We've been phoning you. Why is your phone switched off?
I heard the beginning. I heard the beginning of the show. I thought, yeah, it's going all right. They're there and stuff. Turned it off.
You turned it off?
No, I put a tape in, though, because even though I'm ill, I'm still showing an interest in it.
Well, you're not. If you're watching football and shaking...
Yeah, well, I'll listen back to it later, so I hope you haven't been dissing me.
No. Right? No.
Definitely not.
Don't listen back to it, it's not worth it, but we haven't been dissing you, no.
The darkness growing on me on XFM 104.9. Oh, it's all going well already, isn't it? The microphone fell apart. Carl's shouting because he got headphones on.
His music's turned up too late.
Canfield level. God, it got pre-out. Look at him giggling. Look at him. Look at him laughing. That's so funny because I got a letter here from, who is it from? Mike Heal, who sent me a little picture of a little Japanese fella from a film who said, looks like me. And he does a little bit. But he says, please can you make Carl laugh? I've never heard him utter as much as a snigger, and I'm worried he may have a genetic disorder. Well, I mean, he has got a genetic disorder, obviously. But, he was giggling then. I hope people heard you then. Look at his little face.
It was a joy.
Oh, I love the things that make him happy.
But I love the fact just before the microphone came up and just before the record finished, he had his headphones on, the music was too loud and he was just shouting, Bauhaus is not working! Bauhaus is not working! I would play something else!
I went and found Ziggy Stardust by Bauhaus. Why isn't it working?
Look at him giggling! Look, he's lost it! Is he going away? Are you on drugs, Carl? What have you done? He's tickled. Look at his little...
He looks like one of those shaved monkeys. Look at his little... Oh my God, I've never seen a forehead glow.
I know, it's extraordinary. Oh. And he's got that red shirt on as well, so the whole of him is just a big glowing...
Carl, what are you trying? What are you putting in?
I'm gonna see if I can get this to work.
Go on then.
Hang on.
Brilliant radio. I hope Dr. Fox is listening, because I think he's eating his words right now, Steve.
Right, I think I've done it.
Well done. That's excellent.
Right, what
let's play Bauhaus now, and let's try and compose ourselves. This is Ziggy Stardust by Bauhaus.
Yeah. Actually, a bit of extra monkey news if you want it.
Okay, always.
Do you know the,
Monkey News Extra.
Go on.
Do you know the Halfords ads?
Halfords ads? I don't think so, no. What happens?
Halfords, you know, they sell nuts and bolts and stuff.
Right.
They were using monkeys in the ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Packet.
Don't they sell bikes, Halfords?
Well, mainly.
Bicycles and motorbike stuff in there. Okay, so, yeah, so they're using monkeys in the ad. What happened?
I can't handle it.
What?
I can't do this. Look at him.
I don't care what he's doing.
And it, well, basically, right, there was a load of hassle because they were using these monkeys in this Alfred's advert.
Yes. Right. And what happened? Get to the point.
It turned out it wasn't a problem because they were mechanics in the first place.
What, they were monkey mechanics?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Mental.
What are you talking about? That's not a story. Well,
anyway, listen, let's get back onto
they were mechanics in the first place.
Right, listen. Right, so they're making this documentary, right, and stumble across a little gang of little gang.
Come on, just get on with it, please.
Little gang of monkeys. That's the first time I've ever laughed. Don't hear that.
I know. Well, brilliant. What do you want? A cake? Come on.
Can we play a song?
Oh, I don't understand what is wrong with you. You freak.
It's making me laugh.
Just tell us the story.
All right then. All right. So anyway, right. So there's this documentary being made. They found a little gang of monkeys.
Right, play a song. I don't know what's going on here. I apologise. This is if you were looking forward to monkeys.
Got to hide your love away. According to the Beatles on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant. Right, Carl. Come
right,
on.
Where were we? Where everyone's composed. The jingle, please.
Oh, chimpanzee! That monkey news.
Excellent.
Okay. Right, where were we?
We were just start again. There's some people making a documentary.
For what? Okay,
making a documentary in a jungle and that.
Right.
Stumble across a little gang.
Okay, come on.
All right.
A little gang of monkeys.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
So the camera crew are there filming it.
Yes.
Everything's going normal. There's nothing odd about it.
Okay. They're not running a restaurant, they've not got any barbershops, nothing.
No.
Just regular monkeys going about their business, yeah.
So anyway, What normally happens is the monkeys sleep with the partner. They don't sort of sleep around in that. Once they find the girlfriend or the boyfriend or whatever,
yeah,
they stick with them, right?
Okay.
But anyway, they were watching this one, right? And it's going around a bit, sleeping around.
Oily.
And it was getting fatter. They thought, this is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Right? So followed it round and see it having it away. Turns out, little prostitute.
Oh, God!
It's a little monkey prostitute.
And it was getting fatter because it was charging them bananas.
What a load of old rubbish.
Charging them bananas! What was it, a boy or... It was a...
Woman. Little woman monkey.
That's the most extraordinary monkey news I've ever heard.
Oh! That is genius!
Has this documentary been televised?
I don't think it's been on yet.
No.
And that's all the information you've got?
Yeah.
And is that... That's one banana for everything?
No, half a banana is for...
Just oral.
A poor job.
Right.
If you want full-blown monkey sex, it is 2.5 bananas.
Sure.
So,
let's just play a song.
Let's just play.
All right, well, this is our penultimate show, which we'll be back next week. We're going to make it a barnstormer, I'm sure, lads. I want 100% behind it, 110% next week. All right, none of this giggling, none of this infantile giggling, like two schoolboys.
Right.
All right, we're going to come back, we're going to have some quality monkey news next week. We're going to have all kinds of treats, I would have thought.
Okay.
Some great prizes. All right, are we okay?
Yeah,
we
best show. Let's make next week the best show ever.
Good luck. If you miss it, then you miss out. We're ending with a track from a couple of years back. I think it was 92, 93. Dinosaur Jr., Start Chopping. Play that. Start playing. Forget Start Chopping. Start playing.
All right.
All right.
See you next week.
Yeah.
And another bit. This was the best one, right?
Grab it!
Right, there's this fella. And he was on his bike, right?
Yeah.
Cycling to work or whatever. And he sort of sees this thing in the corner of his eye.
Right? Literally in the corner of his eye? Or you mean he saw
something? He just said he saw something.
In his peripheral vision.
And thought, what's that?
Yeah.
So he thought, oh, doesn't matter, whatever. And he stops off at a cafe, right? Yeah. Get a little scone, a tea or whatever. And he goes in there and he's sat down. And the waiter comes over, he says, yeah, what do you want? He said, I'll have a scone and a tea. He goes, all right then. So he goes to get it, comes back. As he puts the tea and the scone down, his face is like, what is that, right? Like a look of frightenedness on his face, right? Drops the tea and legs it. So the fella's going, what? So he legs it after the bloke and goes, what? And he says, oh, something came out of your nose. That was massive.
Sorry, something came out
Listen,
of the guy's
This is all
cereal.
True because people would have watched it, so don't start saying
Sorry,
it didn't
but hang
happen.
On, I just need to clarify. The guy
I
on
don't,
the bike...
I don't believe he ran away. I don't believe he legged it. I don't believe he had a look of frightenedness on his face, and I don't believe he said something massive came out of your nose.
Wait a minute.
And I don't even believe he had a cup of tea and a scone. These are the things that I think are embellished.
But who had something coming out of his nose? Was it the guy serving the scone?
The one who was on the bike who ordered the scone.
Yeah, but what was it?
It came out of his nose.
Yeah, what was it? It came out of his nose.
Right. So he goes home and he thinks, I've got to sort this out because it's not good and that. So he
said. But what? No, it was out of his nose. So you mean it poked out of his nose? It didn't come out.
It just said hello and then it.
It was like the maggot in the head.
Yeah,
he just popped his head out, had a look around and went back in.
Why did the bloke drop the tea and run?
Well, it's weird, isn't it?
All right, so he goes home.
He goes home and he goes, oh, God, you know. So he sits in front of the mirror and he's sat there waiting. This thing comes out. Again, sort of looks round, goes back in again. So he goes, oh.
No scones.
Right?
No, he's just...
So he goes, I've got to sort this out. He goes to the doctors, says to the doctor, I've got something up my nose. It just keeps coming out and having a look round, going back in.
Didn't say that.
The doctor's like, oh, I haven't heard of that before, right?
Didn't say that.
So sat there. It does it again. The doctor looks, you know, frightened again.
He runs away?
Yeah.
He's
got a look of frightenedness.
He had a look of medical frightenedness. He dropped his stethoscope and legged it.
No, he said, I know what it was. He said, what? So you got a leech up your nose. He had a leech about that long.
Well, it's radio.
Well, how long's that?
4 inches.
4 inches coming out of his nose. Next time it stuck its head out, he grabbed it, pulled it out.
That's horrible, though, isn't it? Isn't it?
Can I just remind people, just let people know, when Kyle was saying it was about that long and Ricky said 4 inches, he was using his fingers.
Oh, yeah, he didn't have his... No.
Something else.
The feather out, no.
So he had a leech up his nose. How did he get a leech up his nose?
I don't know, again, I'm not that bothered about that bit. Buy it if you want, not bothered, think about it. Come back, right? Come back if you want.
Start again, Kyle, I know it lost halfway through. Right, start that second one again.
Right, well, you can back...
It's different. Well, the first one was bite if one now. Now this one was yeah. Well, write it down. Bite. Right. Do it. Do it. If it's a cryptic clue, all the letters count. Do it.
Bite it if you want. I'm not that bothered. You know, think about it. Come back. Check some other places out first before you. You know.
In the Times. So we've got no time for other clues.
Right. So that's S C.
Right. Do that clue again.
Buy it if you want. I'm not fussed. You know what I mean? Think about
fussed.
It.
Fussed is making an appearance. Fussed wasn't there before. Do the clue again. Do the clue again.
Initials SC for that one.
Do the clue again.
No, I don't want to do it again.
Do you haven't finished it yet?
I have. That's it.
No. Do the clue again.
I can't do it again.
Do the clue again.
Well, buy it if you want. I'm not fussed. Right. Shop around. Come back. It's up to you. I'm not pushing
again.
You into anything.
It's
right?
Up to you, wasn't there?
S-C for that one, right? And the final one. That's good. I can play 10-pin bowling again.
Okay, and what's the clue?
That's O for that one.
O.
All right, so...
Now, I assume... I'm not going to bother to look, but I assume there's a jiffy bag of tats which people can win. All right, well, great. Good luck. Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk is the email
play
address.
Play record.
Thorns.
Buy it if you want. I'm not fussing. Come back, have a look around. I'm open Wednesdays, by the way. I should have thought.
I sort of feel like, you know, one thing we've never done, Ricky, is we've never pandered to people, but as it's the last show... we've got to give the audience what they want.
What's this?
Well, yeah, and I was going to say things they don't want as well. And, you know, and well, just basically to keep a smile on Kyle's face. Yeah. I say a smile, a sort of not quite a scowl.
Yeah, he never really smiles.
So, yeah, it's just really it's a chance for him to have a go. It's like, you know, you indulge an annoying child.
The only time Kyle laughs is for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
What do you think? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, sometimes you'll go, and I know you'll be thinking of what a monkey could do.
Yeah, it's like people who've had electroshock therapy.
Yeah! Oh, it's imagine tied down biting on
exactly,
something.
Yeah.
Biting on a big leather pad.
If you got like a ball.
Oh, Jesus. You don't think about the cryptic clue is that every syllable counts. He says it different. Every time he says it, there'd be somewhere different. Look, go on then.
Right, so if you get a bulb, right?
A
bulb.
A bulb.
What's a bulb?
What's a bulb?
Like a...
A light bulb.
A light bulb. Oh, a light bulb.
So
okay,
you get a
bulb. You get a bulb, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go on.
He's gone. Right, go on.
So you get a bulb.
Right. Oh, yeah, a bulb, yeah. Have you got something in your throat? What are you doing? Are you eating a gobstopper? What are you doing?
You play a song, then.
No, come on! Get
a clue out, for goodness sake.
So the cryptic clue is, so, if you get a bulb... Right, so
that's the beginning. Okay, great.
Right. If you get a saw, then right. If you get a bulb, like, go on.
And you look after it, right? You look after that bulb.
Mm.
And you teach it stuff.
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing there? Do you know what I mean?
This is extraordinary.
Imagine that written down in the
He's
Telegraph.
Had 18 months to get this
but imagine it. That's not a clue. That's an essay.
I don't know what it is.
It's a conversation with yourself.
I don't know if he means a light bulb, a bulb like you plant in the garden. What kind of bulb does he mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
Like you get a bulb.
Well, remember that. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
It does, but I can't say too much. Right, so listen, let me just do it again. You get a bulb, right,
yeah.
When it's young, you look after that bulb,
yeah.
You teach it stuff and what have you. What have you done there? What's gone on?
Brilliant!
And what are the initials of the band?
R, right?
R
for rabbit, right? So, anyway, my dad says, yeah, well, we can get in there for free.
Of course he did, clever.
Right? So we parked up on this little country lane, right? No one about, we're walking
down.
How
much did it go in, like 2 quid?
About 3 quid each.
Yeah.
But he said, well, yeah, but if you don't have to pay, do you know, I mean, you enjoy it even more, don't you, when you're walking about and you're thinking, I've got this 3 quid in my pocket, no one's having it.
Yeah. Right? No, looking over, sorry, for a bloke with a peak hat saying, can I see your ticket, please? I wouldn't enjoy it more, no.
Go on. Yeah, but you don't worry about it, do you?
You've got a bit of money now then, Rick. You know, you've changed.
So anyway, so we had to walk across about four fields.
For £3!
Right. And what happened was, we're walking through all these fields and what have you, big grass and muddy bits and all that, because it'd been raining, and climbing over fences and stuff. And we're in this field, right, and I look to my right, and there's about 30 cows all staring at us, right? And Suzanne started to panic a bit. She said, this isn't, we shouldn't be here. Dad says, of course we can, we're allowed to go wherever we want, you know, all this land, it's, you know, it's rambler's rights and all that stuff.
Yeah, and take inside a cow if you want, so, unattended.
So
it's right for leaving him in the field unattended. I'm having one.
Yeah.
And so keep us fed for a week.
Anyway, these cows start surrounding us.
Surrounding us. And, oh, brilliant.
Oh, no.
Face off.
And Suzanne's panicking, going, this isn't right. He's gonna. We're not going to make it to the fence in time. They're moving faster than us, and he started sort of running a bit.
Wow.
And
it's like some kind of bovine West Side Story.
Don't
a gang of cows coming at you.
Don't worry about it and stuff. But my dad had to sort of stand there and like wave a stick at him.
Of course.
And we got away, but Suzanne was like having a bit of a sweat.
You
on,
got away.
Saying, you know, we could have got killed.
Sure.
And my dad saying, nah, it never happens. And I just wondered if it does, if there's a risk of.
Yeah, it is rare, but there's been a couple of cases of being trampled by cows. They're not aggressive, they sort of run through you. Well, they're aggressive if they've got a calf.
They have kids.
What?
You had kids with them.
Kids, yeah. That's a goat you're thinking of. Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to sneak into the gnome thing, and they were worried that, like, if too many people did it, and they thought some cows, we can just sneak in. They were cows, yeah. No one's expecting cows.
And the cows were
humans.
Going, walk upright like you're human. Don't walk upright.
They thought you'd blow their cover.
Yeah. Yeah, people have been killed by cows before.
Yeah, that was like the highlight.